More ideas.
Different points of view.
In-depth discussion.
And thoughtful analysis.
Welcome to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Your exclusive look inside Milwaukee County government.
Here's your host, Harold Mester.
And good evening, Milwaukee County and beyond. This is the April 4th edition of Inside the County Board. Thanks for taking the time to tune in tonight. This program is a unique partnership between the County Board of Supervisors and News Talk 1130 WISN. Airs the first Sunday of every month at 9 p.m. Thanks to all of you who listened to our premiere show last month. Gotten a lot of good feedback, and we appreciate your interest in how the county is working for you. Podcasts available at county.milwaukee.gov/inside-the-county-board. Tonight, County Auditor Jerry Hare will join me in a few moments to give you a better understanding of what exactly happens inside county government. We'll share some facts and inside info on how county government actually works. We'll also discuss the pros and cons of the efforts to establish a regional transit authority in southeastern Wisconsin. The County Board Roundtable portion features three supervisors with three different opinions on mass transit. And we'll have a good discussion about the importance of local residents who participate in public works projects. First up this evening, my pleasure to welcome to the program Jerome Hare, who is the director of the Milwaukee County Department of Audits. And Jerry, welcome to Inside the County Board.
Thanks, Harold. I'm happy to be here.
Good. Well, we're going to discuss the structure of our government as well as some challenges facing the county. And we're both going to kind of tag team on this portion and give folks an idea of just the overview of county government. We have just under a million people, and the county was established in 1835, and but we sure do operate a wide range of services. I mean, from the airport all the way to the zoo and mental health and parks and anything in between those points. And we have a lot of employees that provide those services, Jerry.
Yes, we've got just over 5,000 employees, including about 85% of them who are represented by public unions. And one of the other statistics about county government that we always keep in mind is that we are in a situation now where 18.5% of our residents are living in poverty and just over 10% are unemployed. Milwaukee County government provides a lot of safety net services, so it's important that we keep those numbers in mind as we look at how we're providing services.
Let's talk about taxes. People, you know, they hear a lot about property taxes in Milwaukee County, and certainly whenever you add up all of the taxing districts, it ends up being a large number in many cases. And, you know, we're seeing just in Milwaukee County, it's a much smaller percentage that actually goes on your property tax bill, right? It's a pretty small amount.
Well, that's true. It's a big amount for any one person writing that check every year. But of the $1.4 billion that we'll spend in 2010 to provide services, $266 million of that is actually on the property tax. And just to look at the city of Milwaukee, if you take a dollar of property tax that's assessed in the city of Milwaukee, 38 cents of that dollar is for the public schools, 31 cents is for the city, and 16 cents is for Milwaukee County. MATC is another 8 cents, and the Metro Sewage District another nickel. So we're about 16% of the property tax levy for our city of Milwaukee.
Yeah, so two-thirds of the property tax bill, at least in the city of Milwaukee, and the suburban areas are similar, two-thirds of it goes to the city and the schools. Yet, if you would read the newspaper, it appears that it's the county board that's responsible for the property tax burden, the entire bill. And there are a number of supervisors who have mentioned that to me because the county is a relatively small slice of that. Let's talk about where the property tax levy goes. A big chunk of it goes towards public safety. That's something that people demand.
Absolutely. 45% of the property tax levy is dedicated to courts and public safety alone. There's another 20% that is directed toward health and human services programs. About 9% is for parks, and 15% of our property tax levy is dedicated to retiring the debt for various capital structures that we built over the years.
And the property tax really is the portion that we have no other funding source for gets put on the property tax. So there are a number of services that are mandated by the state, and that's really challenging our finances in Milwaukee County because there are a lot of things the state requires us to do, but we don't necessarily have the money to pay for all that because the state isn't giving us the full amount that they should.
Well, that's true. Again, of the $266 million of property tax money that we collect and spend every year, $85 million of that is directed toward human services in the unfunded mandate category, and fully another $43 million is to fund the courts. Those two numbers alone represent a significant portion of the property tax levy, and they are indeed part of the challenge that we face going forward.
Now, there have been a number of reforms that are adopted by the county board, and just to make it clear here, the Department of Audit is the arm of government that, for instance, the county board uses to analyze proposals before them and to help devise ways to, in these cases, save taxpayers money. And one of those that I know you were involved with was the creation of the Employee Benefits Division that Chairman Holloway last month on this program said that program is on track to save hundreds of millions of dollars in the upcoming years.
Yes, we had conducted an audit of our health care for active employees and retirees and noted that there was a pretty rapid increase in those costs. Chairman Holloway stepped up and pushed for the creation of a division that at this point is on pace to save taxpayers over $100 million because of the changes that we instituted in this division.
And there have been some other things that the county board and the county executive have teamed up on over the years. One of those, this was a big deal when it happened, Doane Hospital. The county got out of the hospital business and sold that hospital to Freightert, and also the nursing school went to MSOE. You have some other examples you might want to share with us.
Well, first of all, on Doane, that was a big deal. That was 1,500 employees, and it was a significant challenge, but we stepped up and it was done strategically. Some of the other things that we've done in terms of strategic privatization include transferring the power plant to We Energies, moving the county stadium onto the Miller Park Stadium District. We've also seen a number of other strategic privatizations in things like housekeeping, food service, and other places within county government.
And you serve on the Long Range Strategic Plan Steering Committee, and we're going to hear from some of those members in our show next month in the May edition. But there are going to be additional things like this that could be coming forth. And certainly the county is looking at making some changes strategically over the next few months. But I think a lot of folks that listen to this program are in tune with local politics. They know that there have been some serious challenges in the county. And I think it's important to make it clear from you, you're not an elected official, you're the county auditor, that there have been some major steps taken to address some of these financial challenges.
There have been, and clearly there need to be more. We do face a long-term fiscal imbalance, which basically means that the revenues and expenses don't line up. However, in recent years, we have made some considerable changes in terms of things like the pension costs and health care costs that have helped kind of bring those two lines closer together. I think strategic planning is taking us in the direction of doing even more. There are a lot of ideas out there in the community, and this group of people leading the strategic planning effort are going to be looking at all those ideas.
All right. So we're thinking strategically. We're planning for the future, and there's only so much you can do whenever you have a county board that represents such a diverse constituency that sometimes it's difficult to see these changes through. But what I've seen, and I believe what you've seen, Jerry, is that both the legislative and executive branch really can work together when there are some major decisions that need to be made.
They can, and there are a number of successes like we talked about here today that I think are very indicative of a positive outlook for county government. We've managed through tough times in the past. These are about as tough as times can get, but I do expect we'll manage through them as we go forward.
And I know a lot of supervisors are, even though we've been facing challenges, they're proud that they've been able to preserve many of the safety net services for people who have nowhere else to turn. It really, county is the government of last resort for a lot of folks all across the county. It's not just in urban neighborhoods.
That's true. And I think if you look at, for example, just the Indigent Health Care Program, that's a commitment this government made right after the Civil War. And it's a commitment that continues today through all sorts of different ways of providing that service, whether it's a county hospital, the General Assistance Medical Program, or our most recent partnership with Badger Care with the state.
Well, we appreciate you being on the program. I do want to embarrass you a little bit and make sure everybody knows that you're the best auditor in the country.
Thank you, Harold.
We need to get that out there. Jerry Hare and his team were the recipient of a David M. Walker Excellence in Government Performance and Accountability Award. Now, that's a long title, but it's basically the cream of the crop on awards for audit teams, correct?
Yes, and there are a lot of other county programs that have won national awards. There are people who come to work every day and do good work, and thanks for pointing out that staff is in that group. Thank you.
And you also just won the Bronze Award from the Association of Local Government Auditors, the Knighton Award for the audit of parks maintenance that you did. I believe that was a year or two ago.
It's right? Within the last year, and okay. It was kind of a sad comment on our parks deferred maintenance number. It's over $200 million worth of deferred maintenance, but it was nice to win the recognition of our peers nationwide.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Harold.
Coming up on the show, the County Board Roundtable. We'll have Supervisors Mayo, Rice, and Larson as we tackle one of the biggest challenges facing Milwaukee County. You're listening to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.